This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 203 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons in his 25-year-long series, so we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the station's 50th birthday and the men behind Cuckoo Enterprises. Patrons of the Flat Rock Playhouse were offered this year a 96-page history written by Louise Bailey called 50 Years with the Vagabonds. On page 96 of this booklet, you'll see Concept and Marketing by Cuckoo Enterprises of Hendersonville, Art and Dave Cooley Partners. Anyone who's lived here over the past 40 years would say, well, I know Art, but who's Dave? For your information, he's the older brother. I knew Dave when he graduated from Hendersonville High School in 1948, when he succeeded Pete Kamak as Secretary of the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce. Worked with Dave in fairs, festivals, and between the two of us, dreamed up Hendersonville's existing slogan, the City of Four Seasons. Dave followed the road which led to opportunity in the Chamber of Commerce, wherever it might be. From here to Jacksonville, he was there when the city and county merged and then became the largest land area of any city in America. He went to Memphis, and he was there when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And then Dave Cooley hit the jackpot. He was selected to head up the Dallas-Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce, the largest in the United States. He was even head at one time of the American Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. When I heard that Dave was retiring to Hendersonville this year, I bumped into him and warned of perhaps an unsettling experience awaiting him. I'd witnessed this in the reactions of my brother Grady, who had achieved far more fame and fortune after he left here than I could ever claim. He retired as vice president of Storer Broadcasting in Miami, but when he would come home and identify himself, folks would always say, "Oh, you're Kermit's brother." This irritated Grady to no end. But Dave and Beth have settled into their home in Chanteloup, and now he proudly accepts the, "Oh, you're the brother of Art," response, because he can appreciate the total success his younger brother has achieved. I first got to know Art when he would work at the chamber office during the summers he was in college. I had never been as impressed by any young man I had met as I was with Art Cooley. The way he managed his time, his ingenuity in developing projects for the chamber, such as the magazine This Week in Hendersonville. In the 4 years he summered at the chamber, I used every opportunity to plant the seed, "You need to be in broadcasting," or, "Your real opportunity, Art, is in radio." In 1957, following his graduation from college, I tried the hard sell, but he still hesitated about committing himself. One day I walked into the chamber and said simply, "Art, you've wasted enough time. It's now time for you to get on with your career. You be at work at the station Monday morning." And believe it or not, on Monday morning, Art walked into the radio station and began work in sales in 1957, and he is still here and now is head of a station. Over the years, I continued to marvel at the rigid discipline he exercised in managing his time. I would see him prepare his itinerary each morning, and he allowed no time on it for chit-chats or coffee breaks. He followed a schedule every day that would have exhausted even the above-average executive. Along the way, he served as president of the Lions Club, president of the Chamber of Commerce. He was active in the JCs, on the boards of United Way, American Red Cross, Boy Scouts, you name it. He served on planning and zoning boards, and after many, many long years, he is still serving on the board of Carolina Village. On December 12, 1972, at a special meeting of the board of directors of the company, it was announced that Art would become general manager of our total operation and Bill Edmondson would succeed him as sales manager. And if ever there could have been the perfect working team, it was Art and I. Outside of Phil Kelly, Art was the world's greatest salesman and had greater ingenuity and creative imagination in sales promotion even than Bevo Middleton. My strength was in programming and business management, and we were a matched pair. And though we suffered massive floods on two occasions, we were able to recover with no outside assistance. We weathered recessions, faced new competitions, and always came out stronger in the end. From its quality of facility and operation, WHKP is still looked upon as one of the top 10 radio stations in the state of North Carolina. Anticipating the ultimate, the station established an ESOP program paying monies tax-free into a fund which would ultimately allow the employees to own the company outright. Under this plan, when the employees purchased the station, Arthur V. Cooley became majority stockholder and president. His daughters Karen and Kim are also stockholders, and both will have major parts to play in the 50th anniversary program to be held tonight. Arthur V. Cooley, really special to me, and the major contributor to the success of this company. Another memory of this seventh child lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.